Yeah, I mean, it's a little milestone, I guess. You know, a little thing along the way here, which is you know, nice. You know, and to see you know, to feel some of the reaction from, you know, my teammates and friends and family and stuff like that. It's always special. So you know, I really appreciate the support and just and onward.
Obviously tonight you guys got the lead and played a lot better defensively. How'd you think you guys bounced back from the other night?
You know, I didn't think our game was that bad the other night. I thought we deserved a win. You know, but we didn't get that. You know, they did enough to get the win, and you know, obviously giving up six is never a good thing. But you know, we were generating lots of offense, and sometimes that's the way the game goes. You know, tonight I thought we did a better job of you know, managing the puck, and I thought our penalty kill was great. You know, especially early on in the first period. So yeah, a lot of positives to come out of tonight.
Jason Gregor, TSN 1260.
Connor, you guys have struggled, you know, allowing quick goals in succession. But tonight you had two of your own, and just, you know, how much, you know, a rise that is. You guys are celebrating your goal, and before you guys even sit down or really score another one, just talk about how really that can catapult you to not an easier night, but definitely, you know, put you in the driver's seat a lot quicker.
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can play with a lead, it's anytime you can play with the lead, it's always easier. You know, it's tough to chase the game. You know, but I thought they did a good job of sticking with it and getting themselves back into it. You know, and I thought we did a good job of kind of holding them at arm's length. So, yeah, all in all, I thought it was a good start. Always nice to get too early and play with that lead.
Tim Campbell, NHL.com.
Hey, Connor, of the 500 points, each milestone of 100, so 100 to 200, 300, 400, it's taking fewer and fewer games as you pass each one of those. How much do you feel you're improving with your time in the league here?
Yeah, I think definitely getting more and more comfortable as the years go by. You know, more and more comfortable in my own skin and you know, figuring the game out. I think maybe the game is trending maybe a little more offensive than when I first entered the league. So I think that maybe plays a bit of a role in it. But yeah, I think you know, definitely just getting more and more comfortable as the years go by.
Tony Brar, Oilers TV.
Hey, Connor, anytime you reach a milestone like that, I understand that the team had the puck and everything. Where does the puck go? Does it go to your home back in Ontario?
You know, the Oilers organization always does a great job with things like that. They'll use it and make a little plaque or a little medallion or whatever. So, you know, they do that for a lot of things. So always appreciate that and something that you can keep at home or wherever.
And you mentioned talking to your friends and family. Who's usually the first person you call when you reach a significant milestone like that?
Well, I'm not sure calling anyone because, you know, the 8 o'clock start out east is a little late. So I already got the text from my mom saying she's heading to bed and congrats. So I'm sure I'll talk to her tomorrow. And obviously my dad stays up and we'll talk a little bit about the game. And, you know, he's already texted me and I haven't got to my phone yet. But, you know, I appreciate all the messages from friends and family. And, you know, that support always means a lot.